So I'm here with Richard Scollard, who works for CC Lab, and we're backstage in the main gallery for the main stage.
Behind main stage, yes.
So somewhere we don't normally get to go. So Richard, what is it exactly you're doing in here?
So this is the presentation gallery. So here we do all the presentation links for Sky, where we're throwing to all the band music performances. So if you're watching on Sky, you will see our lovely tent studio with Edith Bowman and Yinka and Sean presenting. And we will throw to all the music performances that are being filmed around the area. So that's the main stage, and that's also the big top, and then all the other vox pops around the area.
So in layman's terms, what we're seeing in front of us, you've got all the camera feeds coming in.
We've got all the camera feeds.
So you're seeing the big top, the main stage, etc. And you're choosing the shots you want at any given moment?
And then we choose shots. So in this actual gallery, so there's three galleries all in all, and we're in, as I say, the presentation gallery. So we have just got the cameras here, which you can't see obviously because this is radio. So we've got cameras 1 to 5, which are in the tent with our presenters. And then on the other stages, so we have another gallery next door, which is main stage, and then there's another vision desk where we can select cameras 1 to 10, and they have all the cameras. So you'll have the mid shot of the lead singer presenting, you'll have other cameras getting the guitars and the drum shots, and then the vision mixer's job, someone like myself would cut all those cameras together under the direction of the director, who would be saying, oh, take camera 1, camera 3, give me a mid shot bass guitar.
And that's what the viewers at home then get to see.
And then you will see all those
camera shots. So who's controlling what we see on the screens either side of the stage?
So that is also being done through the vision mixing desk, basically a computer. So the vision mixer, again, someone like me, will be running that at the same time that they're cutting, live editing the shots that go out
Fantastic.
On the main stage.
Now, I know you've been at the Isle of Wight Festival for how many years?
I think it's 10 to 15 years,
yes.
Probably, if you brought them all together.
So what have the biggest changes been over that time?
Oh, lots of changes. Well, there was a point when we were doing 3D, so it was 3D television, but that all sort of died a death a few years ago. But pretty much, I mean, technology changes slightly where you up different levels from 4K, but essentially it's all the same from my point of view. It's cutting lovely shots. You have brilliant cameramen and directors who are offering me beautiful shots, and then I cut them together and you just have a great
Any
atmosphere.
Idea or numbers on the crew that make this all happen?
Oh, Mark, one of our producers, would know that, who's with me now. What do you think the crew numbers are?
Probably about 100 people.
Okay, so all camping here or being put up somewhere on the Isle of Wight?
We camp on the island, so we camp off-site in the
caravan park around about. And the glamorous caravan park.
Favourite act ever?
Oh, God. Probably The Cure, which was probably, I don't know, 6 years ago, maybe more.
And this year, anybody you're really excited to watch from here?
I'm looking forward to seeing George Ezra.
Brilliant, lovely. Robbie is currently winning in the stakes
for Robbie.
Most people want to see Robbie.
But yes, I've been told I must appreciate George Ezra by my wife.
Okay, fair enough.
He's a big fan.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing this behind-the-scenes view with us, because this is really privileged to be allowed in here, so thank you so much.
That's quite all right. Any time.
Brilliant. Thanks a lot.